Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, and today, you don't even know who I brought on the show. You don't even know. You guys really love her. Can you guess? Introduce yourself, my love.
Girl! I'm back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kimasha baby.
Kimasha, it's Stacy, and I love Stacy. You guys know I love Stacy. It is time for you to listen to us another time, over and over. Now endlessly.
1, 2, 3, fuck it.
You guys had said that I no longer play the intro song for you. There you go. Are you happy? So on Instagram the other day, I asked you guys to confess. And today, we are going to be looking at those confessions with Stacy.
We're not ready.
You know,
are
Stacy,
you ready?
No.
Are you mentally ready for people?
Do you know, I'm not ready. I don't
you
know what's in here.
Ready.
And these guys keep shocking me each time.
Every day, new levels. We unlock new levels every day. You know, human beings. You thought this was all they could do?
They do more. They do more. And Stacy has literally been telling me, don't open. You know, I've been tempted to look at the confessions. But she's like, no. We need to blind react. And if I start to sound a little bit hoarse, it's because I have a homer. And so
me
does
too,
Stacy.
Girl.
Yeah, but Anashinda kini gaslight. Every time I cough, she's like coughing with me, but then she rubs my back and says, "Oh, sorry, stop coughing. Why are you coughing like that?"
Yeah, because why are you coughing in front of
bitch,
people?
You just
it's a secret. Go to your room, seclude yourself, and cough. Why are you coughing? Other people are seeing. It's a private moment.
Stacy says she doesn't have a cold.
Let me press the first one. I don't have.
Okay, you haven't coughed
so far. So.
Yeah. It's private. I will excuse myself, go cough, and come back. Dare you choose?
Okay,
choose.
Peak,
you choose.
You're the guest.
Yes.
Audacity.
You have.
Let me tell you. Fine. This one says, I cheated on my girl because apparently she told her friends she doesn't love me, so I break her. Guy. Small thread.
Guy, what are you doing? This is Kenya in PMS. Push a jump.
Guy. Oh yeah,
that's bad.
Ali jam na
kachit.
Babe, come and give you a hug, guy.
Gosh,
heal.
What if her friends were lying on her name?
Yeah, of course they're always lying.
Yeah, the girls are lying, bro. The men are always at fault.
Oh yeah,
mbona mechit sasa aki. Okay, will you tell her? We need to know.
Update us,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, please create a pseudo account and respond to this and just tell me what goes.
I know.
Yeah, because now we're invested.
I know.
He has to finish.
I'm sure it was a lie. You wanna put gas lie.
Yeah. Unajua girls, wengine wanaweza kwa wakisema mama vitu kuchini chini.
But I'm never even suspecting anyone of saying some faction about me.
Yeah, I think your friends are legit.
Yeah.
Also, we also don't have the same taste.
Yeah.
In people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But my friends are really snakes.
Yeah, actually, only two snakes.
Nili, you are uproots.
One
you
by one.
You out.
Next.
Nika Hill. Now we're back. Banging. Happy like nothing ever happened.
Exactly.
Let me pick at confession.
I am.
Okay, I think I need to pick. It's like a continuation story. I had unprotected sex. I'm so scared. Oh my God. What do I do? He told me he pulled out.
And you believe
me? I did for you how I think she don't think.
Yeah.
I had unprotected sex. I'm so scared. Oh my God. What do I do? He told me he pulled out. Do I sound like
that? You went
her?
Ahead and did bad manners?
Baby, you
but, oh, yeah.
You did what most of us have done in the past.
Hey, most is not me. Most is you.
Hey, yeah. We are only two for lucky. Like, what did you put in your to throw me under the bus like that is crazy.
But like,
Stacey said,
give,
not me.
You'll
be easy.
No, not me.
You'll
me,
be
though.
Safe. You'll be safe.
Not me though.
Wait. Yeah, okay,
even
so.
Even a crying emoji. She's scared. Is it your first
emphasis.
Time here? Are you new here?
Emphasis, yeah. Oh my God. Let's see if this is the continuation to that. Okay, no.
No.
But
yeah.
Having unprotected sex, there are steps that you should take. Step one, if you don't know the person, and obviously you can't just go around trusting everybody.
Yeah.
You can go to a clinic and they'll give you PEP. I'm not sure.
There's
PEP.
One that comes before.
Yeah.
There's one comes after.
I think it's PEP. Okay, you go do your research, but you'll be screened for STIs and you'll also be put on PEP or PrEP.
Yeah.
So that you can.
I think there's a timeline.
There's a timeline. You have 72? To go like 72 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've done this recently, I got this reply. It's juicy. I'm okay. Jana.
Yeah, the day before yesterday. Yeah.
So. You're oh, tired. Shit. No.
Today's the deadline. For her. Go today.
Go soon, babe. And you need to also. What does she need to do apart from that? Oh, yeah. The doctors will tell you. But if you're not going to go do that whole hospital shit, probably it's because you are seeing somebody consistently and you've both been tested before.
Yeah.
And you feel safe, then the next step is pregnancy. You need to, like, get... Yeah, you need to get, like, a better way of contraception. I don't want to recommend P2, but I think I should. Yeah. But I shouldn't because... P2s, taking a lot of P2s will make you have an ectopic pregnancy.
Oh, no.
And you will die even though you have aborted. Like, you'll take the abortion medication, but you best believe the cell is still growing and you're going to die. It needs to be surgically removed, yeah.
Also,
so when you go remove...
Pray.
Please ask Jesus to be on
pray. Just pray.
Yeah, if it's past 72 hours, just pray hard. Yeah.
And don't repeat. Don't go back.
And if you do, be smart about it. Yeah. Get like a contraception. Get one sex partner. Be safe. Just take care of yourself.
Very safe. Yeah. It's scary out here.
It is. Very it scary. Is. Yeah. And you know, they might not know what's going on with them also. So,
yeah. Just
yeah at the end of the day, you take care of yourself first. Put yourself first and all of that. And then pray to the Lord
Jesus. And then choose Jesus.
Above everything else, he watches over us.
All the time.
All the goddamn time.
And choose Jesus every day.
Yeah. Whatever religion you subscribe to, the higher power, pray to that.
Pick it.
Hold him.
Let's
hold
choose.
Him, beg him.
This was a continuation that we didn't find. See.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
It's time for another confession.
This audacity. Mine are just
amen. Let's guys, we had to take a little break because somebody, my brother, called me. Let's go back, babe. It's your turn to pick a confession. Let me get my sandwich.
Picked.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
Tell me.
Okay. Woo wee.
Tell me.
I fucked a 20-year-old guy. I'm a 27-year-old girl.
Prison.
But that was the best sex ever. Babe, a 20-year-old. That's okay.
You know, I saw a meme the other day saying how older people are saying, oh yeah, you know.
The youngins know
yeah,
what
the
to
youngins
do.
Know their job, you know. No, they're our age. Saying 20-year-olds know their job.
Yeah.
You think it's older people?
Wait,
no.
I'm 23. I can't fuck a 20-year-old.
You can.
I can, but
prison
like.
Prison tomorrow, low-key. But today, enjoy prison tomorrow.
Mentally, just the whole concept. It makes you uncomfortable, isn't it? It's not illegal. We're not saying it's illegal. It's obviously, illegal. You can have you can have your cake, honey. Have your cake. And the rest of the confession says the age gap was an issue at first, but he did me good, better than any other older guy.
Woo, honey,
Miss Honey, Miss Honey. Okay, you go and get it. Honestly,
go get it.
Yeah, go and get it.
This life, no balance.
No balance.
No balance. go get it for
them. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not an issue for you guys.
It's not. Yeah. If it's not
you're
an
both
issue.
Consenting adults. Go get it,
Miss Honey. Here, it's your turn to pick a confession.
Yes. Let's pick this one. What? This one is telling you to check your DMs.
I'm pretty sure it's
DMs are checked.
About a girl telling you she's pregnant.
Huh?
Yeah. Check it.
She did it.
Yeah, that's what she just said. Please check your DMs about a girl telling you she's pregnant. It's me. So respond kindly. Okay. Please go back to your DMs.
I will.
Yes, right now. ASAP.
I don't remember seeing anyone who's pregnant though.
For real? Not a confession, but you should get Joel on a podcast. Would you?
We make podcasts for each other.
Ah, nice. Woo, girl. Girl, that's so cute.
Right?
Yeah.
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 I didn't think he'd be into it, mm-hmm. but he actually did it.
He actually responded with a whole podcast also.
He made a podcast.
Oh, wow. That's so cute.
But it's for a relationship.
Nifunze. Teach me your ways. I want to learn your ways.
Utanivunja na baraka bariki.
Bariki wengine. Kumbuka wengine.
Wachana na mimi sasa. Enda kwa wengine.
It's just blessings on blessings on blessings. Let's listen for this confession, okay? Mm. I'm deeply craving love and a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I seriously picture a life with any man I find attractive. Probably because my father is emotionally unavailable. I don't know.
Okay.
It's good,
that's,
you know.
Like an awareness.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
But I would advise anyone who's looking for love to just be on their own journey. Like, just be working on yourself.
Yeah. There's no script, by the way.
Yeah, just be work on you, and then you'll attract people who are on your vibration, you know? That's so true. Like, if you're going to the gym, you'll obviously meet someone who's probably like a fitness in enthusiast.
Yeah.
If you go to class and better yourself, you could have something to talk about with a random stranger who's into the same thing.
True.
You know, like,
but don't compare also, you know.
Compare what?
Like, your life, other people's life, like, you're thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I'm the only person.
Yeah, who doesn't have, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Yeah. There's no script, by the way, this thing. Mm. There's no guidebook.
Yeah.
Just do you.
Just do you.
At the end of the day, you'll get what you want, because you're craving love, and you will get it. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
You will get it.
Yeah.
It's time for me to pick a confession. And I'm chewing. I'm having a sandwich. Aki, you make me learn lots of things. I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, that's so cute. Thank you. Oh, that was not a confession. Let me pick a confession.
Yeah. Audacity.
City girls up.
For real?
I lied to my nigga, I'm pregnant. And he sent the money immediately for an abortion. And it's hurting the hell out of me because I wasn't expecting that. I thought he wanted us to have a child together or something. I don't
know.
Wait a minute. No, wait.
Wait, relax. I thought she just wanted the money. Oh, now she's hurt because she lied. Oh my god.
That's a bit crazy.
No,
not
really. I never experienced that. I didn't think that. Like, I thought she was happy she got the money.
Me too.
Now she's hot.
He sent the money immediately. Bruh, she's hurting. She's like, why would you do that? All of this could have been avoided. Guy, I'm sorry for coughing into you guys. Yes, if you're wearing headphones or something.
Good.
But that's crazy. Anyway, like them, we don't have a story for you, baby. You know what you're
really
doing.
Don't. Yeah. You clearly knew. Yeah. You just didn't.
You know what's
outcome.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, you thought this nigga will tell you, like, oh, let's keep it.
Maybe you should have a conversation with him about kids.
How would she tell her to keep it?
Oh my gosh. That would be Joel. Just ending me abortion money immediately.
No, but now if that nigga said yes, let's keep it. This girl is not pregnant.
Yeah. What?
So how
actually,
would that have gone?
How would that have played out? a miscarriage, maybe, then more emotional turmoil because.
Hey. Guy, oh my god. Anyway,
crazy.
Well, oops. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Stacey, it's your turn to pick a confession.
Let me peek. Okay, it starts with okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a best friend, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel shitty. I don't know if I'm acting out. Don't know. Your feelings are valid. Relax. But I usually tell her all my stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's like my ride or die. Sour baby girl. But I just found out she doesn't tell me all of her stuff. Mm. Like she has been in a relationship with a dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like she could have... Okay, let's see. There's more. She could have told me earlier. Like to keep me updated. Because I personally wouldn't know... Wouldn't do that to her. Mm-hmm. Usually keep her up to date. Mm. I treat her like my twin. Mm-hmm. Is that a red flag? Or am I the one expecting too much? What should I do? Remember, we talk on a daily basis.
I feel like I would have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm, say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand wanting reciprocity in relationships and friendships like that. And I understand why. Where? Si ungeenda kwa bedroom. Ungeenda kwa
unaware. I'm not prepared for that.
Anyway, I understand why she would feel like that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But I'm saying our feelings are valid, though.
They are. And if that's a conversation you've already had with someone, I don't think you can... There's a way you can implement that. That will forever be a thing that will bother you.
Will forever be a thing between you guys.
Yeah, honestly. I don't think people who are always like that come to change. Genuinely, and
they usually give you room to hear you. They will hear you the first time.
Yeah, they listen to all.
They can make an effort for one story, and then that's it.
Yeah,
then they're back to. Then it's back, always now we are back to this conversation. Yeah,
I feel like you can't get to that level. You can't teach someone how to open up. You know, they have to feel they want to open up and tell you more things. So.
I'm sorry.
And yeah, like that one, I can just be sorry for you.
But your feelings are valid.
And they're very valid. Right. Yeah, 100%. I feel like I would be upset if my best friend didn't tell me everything.
You talk every day.
Yeah, and especially because you talk every day. That's a bit of a red flag, to be honest. Because reciprocity is a major part of friendships. And that's how friendships thrive. You can't have a one-sided friendship.
You can't have a one-sided anything in this life.
Actually.
Yeah.
Unless she's your mama. Which she ain't
never though.
Going to be. It's one-sidedness can actually make you very upset emotionally.
Plus, I feel like apart from family, which we didn't choose, we choose friends every day, we choose relationships. Mm. So this is something you actually went ahead and chose it for yourself.
Yeah,
you love this person so much, you had no business loving them, but you did. Now you're out here; they're your best friend. You talk every day, so yeah, you're not overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. You should probably talk to her about it. But if you have already and there's no change, sorry.
Well, it's that bad.
Yeah, sorry, honey. It's time for another confession. Should I keep being friends with someone that started dating my best friend's boyfriend, not long after the breakup?
Wait, what?
Should I keep being friends with someone that started dating my best friend's boyfriend not long after they broke up?
This friendship thing is tricks. I know. My best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, like, should I cut you off because you're friends with Laura and after me and Joel break up, Laura started dating Joel?
Yeah, so should you break up with me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't think
it's like,
so.
I think like a case on case basis, depending on.
You don't have to break up, like, if anything.
Stop talking.
Yeah, you don't have to stop talking. So you have a separate friendship. If you guys have a separate friendship other than that boyfriend thing, although having him be your boyfriend is crazy, you know, because he's your boyfriend.
I have told you all about this person, and then you were okay.
Oh, dilemma.
Damn.
Okay.
That's cheeky.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, what would Jesus do? Except we're not Jesus.
Take so wine in. Take wine. Where's our wine?
We don't have.
Or your t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the wine? We should just take a sip.
Sip to you and cheers to you.
We don't have a solution for you. I don't know. Maybe reduce your friendship a bit.
Yeah, but don't break up
with them. Don't break up with them. Just reduce your friendship, I think.
Just kidogo.
Yeah.
Don't tell them the everything now, because now it seems, there's something in the air.
Mm.
See. Those are confessions. So this girl says, oh yeah, she just feels like her life iko tu. And in ika, akisijui. When I want in this life, or something. That's what I feel.
What does she feel?
Just feels akisijui. This is usually solved with money, but
yeah.
And I feel sijui aje.
Yeah.
I just see sometimes not feeling sijui aje.
Financial?
No, not really. I think it's like you feel too. Like you don't know what you want in this life.
Yeah, that shit made me cry up.
Like you don't know if you're doing
anything right. What am I saying? A couple of months ago.
Feel sijui aje?
Yeah. Hey, feeling sijui aje can
ruin it's bad. You. Can take you to see Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a valid feeling.
Yeah, it's just a key feeling that comes over you.
Just feeling like you're not doing anything.
You know, the worst is when you have like a physical chest weight.
Oh my God.
You know,
God.
And you're so sad.
You could die. And it's hurting your body.
Yeah, like you're feeling your chest is constricting. You feel like you have a load.
I remember
when I felt like that. Oh my God.
That's so sad. Yeah.
I'm so happy. Life is great right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Who would have thought you would have made it?
But I fought so many fucking battles.
Yeah. You are still on the strongest soldier, fucking, at least.
Yeah, but shit. Mini release.
Hey, wakwa chile.
Hey, Nyambuzi, I took my ex-boyfriend to the police station. Whoa, okay. Juicy. Earlier last month, he owed me 25k and he spent the whole of that day in the cell trying to raise the cash. And he paid 20k balance. Akasema he'll pay them end month. This guy alihonga just to get me arrested because I have his clothes at my place.
Is that even... Okay, lawyer, tell us. Is that something... You can arrest somebody for having your clothes?
No, not if they brought them themselves.
Oh, alimhonga. Okay. Guy, what revenge is that? But this person owed you 25,000.
This is now going to be a cycle of you hungering to get another person arrested. But this is wrong. This is called false imprisonment, and you can sue for being falsely imprisoned.
For real?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I hope I could pay your balance.
Guy,
on top of it. How do you take me to jail?
I wonder,
you still have my money.
I wonder what she's doing, what she was thinking in this. Gosh, I wonder what he's actually. But his clothes, bruh, that he brought, that's a bit crazy, don't you think? What did he even say? That you stole them?
Hey.
That's fucked up.
But he paid this guy, so.
Yeah, so.
Wait, he paid them with what money and he owes
you
money?
Yeah, and he owes you money. How come he suddenly has money?
Audacity.
This nigga has the money to pay the cops. You should have asked him where your balance
was. Yeah.
When you're in the cell. Where's my balance?
Imagine.
Nah. That's a crazy story. What?
Oh my God. Gosh. Ukunje muko crazy for real.
Gosh. Mina jontuneza arresti shaibo.
Missy Joy, by the way.
Missy
Joy. Should it be a deal breaker? If my man, audacity, wait, it's coming. If my man is texting a girl who, wait for it, who he referred to as a crush. Then this girl goes on to say, I know my question sounds dumb. It's not dumb. Like, who are these people who make your feelings?
Gaslighting you,
honey. Imagine.
You can't ask a question.
Your question doesn't sound dumb, by the way. It's not dumb. Wait. So, hey. Your man. It's okay to someone who was a crush. Okay?
Tell us more. Tell us more. Mm-hmm. How often do they talk? Mm. Phone calls?
What do they talk about?
Mm-hmm. Why are they talking?
Was he interested in talking to her?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Tell us more.
What is the end goal?
Mm-hmm. What's both of them,
yeah?
Yeah,
what's the vision? They should write for us a blueprint of what
tell us.
They intend to do.
Yeah. Show us your 5-year plan.
Yeah. What are we doing long term? We need to know short-term goals, long-term goals.
Are they meeting up?
Yeah, are they meeting?
Oh my God!
If they're meeting up, honey, just fuck. Even you, get your own best friend. Get a male best friend, honey.
Even you.
Yeah,
do
even
it.
You. Go out there and
explore. This life, no balance.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slurp that shit. Slurp
oh
that
my
shit.
God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's my tongue. It's my turn. I think we're coming to the end, though. Okay, let's read the last 4 and then we're done. Please end Ashiko Nyosti Tena. It was beautiful and made me horny as fuck. Gosh. When did that happen?
Audacity.
Oh, I wanted that morning. I'm a girl, though. Do more of the makeout stuff with your shorties. What?
Wait, when is that? No, I didn't know you did that.
I didn't do that.
It's news to me. It's news to everybody.
Yeah, what?
What? Okay.
Make out stuff. Stuff.
But when did that happen?
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Next, please. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that never happened. I don't remember that happening. Although there was a Saturday I was really drunk and went live. But I don't remember Joel touching my teeth.
I said that with the shorty.
Who?
That's what I'm wondering.
I haven't made out with any shorty this year.
Just this year. Yeah.
Anyway, that's new.
That's news. Even to me, that's news.
I don't remember that happening.
Okay, I've been having periods for a month now.
Hey, same.
Walai.
Yeah.
Go get checked. That's serious. Okay. Now, that is after I took an EPO. I've seen 2 doctors, but all they do is criticize and prescribe meds. I feel hopeless. Yeah.
EPOs? Emergency pills. P2.
I think so. What is that?
Fuck, yeah. If it's P2 that's causing that, that's crazy.
I thought it's supposed to stop it.
Yeah. Hold back.
But why are they criticizing you? Why are doctors criticizing you?
Yeah. Who are these doctors you guys are going to? Me, yeah. No doctor can talk shit at me. Me.
I have paid consultation of 1 million. What do you mean? Sit down.
They didn't
sit down, I tell you something.
Sit back down, bro.
Criticize you? No.
No. I don't know. Since I started moving this crazily,
you were like, it works out.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fuck the government. Yeah.
Talking shit?
I think you should get maybe a third opinion.
Well, the queen is in the motherfucking stew. Y'all are mumbling and cackling.
Just get a third doctor.
What?
Maybe not in the areas you. I don't know. I'm so sorry, though. Her mouth is so long.
Those doctors from Ushago are actually like that.
For real?
I've never been, I'm just assuming.
Oh, mimi ni mtu wa Ushago, so jaribu kusema.
Nasema au watu wanakuanga backwards sometimes na wanapenda kuongelelea sex vibaya.
Na ujaienda ukajuaje? First hand experience.
Because when I was in Alliance, I went to Alliance.
Failed to mention at the Beninging.
In the Beninging, yeah. I went to hospital and
school hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to the hospital in Kikuyu. It's actually Kikuyu Hospital.
Yeah.
And the nurse was being so weird with me. She was asking me if I've had sex.
Why? What are taking you there?
And when I said I haven't, she starts still emphasizing on how maybe I'm having sex.
What are taking you there?
They made me get a pregnancy test.
What are taking you there?
I don't remember.
Pregnancy test? But you've just said you're not having sex.
Yeah.
Guy, what's wrong? Hata akutreat.
Au ni treat kwanza ni udaku na tarafu.
Na ni udaku na insist. Well, I even took a pregnancy test.
Yeah. And when I went back to the school, the nurse was like, you know, if you're having these things, you need to say because
I'm like, first of all, what environment have you created for me to say? One. Two. Why are you not listening to what I'm telling you?
Hey, see, I'm the one who's ailing.
See,
come on,
you
wait
3 weeks and see if my stomach... Kwa nila dani ikitunta mgoja?
Ikitu sikitunta ficha.
Nda ficha.
Yeah, you can't hide a so pregnancy. Do you know how scary that is?
In high school, it's...
Yeah, like, you can't hide a pregnancy anywhere in life. Everybody will just know.
Oh, no, I feel like someone I know did successfully.
For how long?
For 9 months.
9 months?
I knew about the baby being born.
You didn't know about the pregnancy?
No.
You met this person?
We met, yeah.
Several times?
Yeah.
Well, lie.
Yeah.
You didn't notice anything?
Bro, all of us, the whole family was flabbergasted.
Oh my God, for real? She Everybody knew at the birth stage?
Yeah, after birth.
After birth?
Yeah.
Hey, come Paul can do it.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi,
hey,
bro.
Za dunia.
Even her father knew at 7 months.
What?
Yeah.
I thought I knew stuff.
You know. You think you know people.
I thought I knew. So I told you every day, new levels.
Yeah, it's insane. But, like, it's funny now.
Yeah, now.
Yeah,
now.
But it wasn't funny at the time.
Yeah.
It was a bit scary.
Yeah.
Let me pick a confession. I'm high right now and just figured you record your podcast when high. Who told you that?
Wait, why are they accusing you?
Yeah, why are you accusing me falsely?
Yeah, that's accusing.
Yeah, accusation.
So
false accusation.
I like this girl. Just call the police on me.
Call the cops on you. We'll end up prison.
Sorry, fast. Okay, so done with the course I never wanted to do. Now my parents are looking for a place for me, a job. Yeah, I'm already drained. I don't want to. Gosh.
At what point do you stand up for yourselves?
Imagine do it.
I'm asking, like, genuinely. Every human being, it gets to a time when you really seriously need to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just realized this standing up, you have to do it yourself. You know, we can tell you.
Yeah, we can tell you and it has to come from you.
It just has to.
Yeah, you can't teach that. One day you'll just be fed up and you will.
You'll be so fed up. You'll be like, I no longer.
You'll be fed up and you'll do it, or you'll live this life and be miserable.
Yeah, because now them.
Or maybe you'll even do it and find out that it actually makes you happy.
Or you enjoy it.
Yeah.
So you choose. You choose for yourself.
But according by what it makes you feel, just choose. Decide.
Yeah. Is it too draining to a point you can't do it?
Yeah.
Is it draining enough you can tolerate it?
Yeah.
You choose.
By how it makes you feel, you would know. Only you would know that.
Yeah.
And don't listen to any other person's
exactly
needs and wants.
Yeah.
Just think about you.
Go after what you want. If it's a course you were told to do, now you're told to do a job. At what point? You tell yourself.
At what point do you stand up for yourself, though? And how did you think this was going to go anyway? Like,
you finished the when course, you are new,
you finished
do.
It. Okay.
So,
How was this? What was the end
how
game?
How is this going to play
yeah.
out?
Yeah. What? Okay. How was it supposed to go?
Yeah.
You tell us. Okay, you think about it and act accordingly. Because you might have to stand up to yourself, for yourself, to your parents. And then again, that could also cause a lot of problems for you. Yeah, are you ready for the consequences? You know?
But even if you
everything has
yourself,
a consequence,
just know what you want.
Yeah.
Because now you can't just say I don't want. What do you want? Yeah.
You have to want something.
Yeah.
Just
don't say you don't like it.
Then that's it.
No. You just
what
want
would
something.
You rather be doing?
Yeah.
Go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've come to the end of our episode, Stacey. Thank you for being a guest again
and again
and again and again.
Yeah.
We made vibes and inshallah with Stacey. If you haven't already listened to those episodes, I'll be sharing them so you can re-listen. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. Kwaheri.
Bye.
Bye.